Well, Eben, I can't tell you the amount of times I've risked my very career by saying in the last three or four years that we're always told here in the Western world to give all faith and credit to Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and Pope John Paul II, because they're the ones that ended communism, brought the Berlin Wall down, et cetera, et cetera. And I say, well, they most certainly had important roles to play in it, and I would never deny that. No one, Catholics included, gives credit to God. God's the one that intervened. God's the one that divine intervention. God's the one that stamped out communism because it was anti. Communism can't exist in a world where there are holy people, because holy people wouldn't practice communism. So it was God that did the smacking down. Again, Thatcher, Pope John Paul II, and Reagan certainly had roles to play, but ultimately, you're right, it was divine intervention. There's no doubt that it was an act of divine intervention.
And you know, can I read something aloud?
Absolutely, please do.
I'm sitting here with some prophecies on the Russian Orthodox Church, which comes from a Greek Orthodox mystic called Vasula Rudin. She's still alive.
Okay.
And she has been receiving messages from Christ and Our Lady since the 80s. And there is a message here, and it was one of the reasons why I went to Russia, because I thought it was really interesting. Christ is telling her, I mean, she's writing under dictation. So what I'm going to write or read aloud right now is something that Christ dictated to this mystic. And it's dated January the 4th, 1988. And the headline says, I will resurrect Russia as I have resurrected Lazarus. And then Christ says, Vasula, oh Vasula, I have one of my beloved daughters lying dead, a sister of yours. Who's lying dead, Lord? She asks. My well-beloved daughter, Russia. Come, and I will show you to her. And then she writes, God hath heaven taken me at an edge of a desert. He pointed with his index finger, his arms stretched out, far out, under the scorching sun. His daughter and sister of mine lying dead. Her body emaciated from tyranny, lying dead in the middle of wilderness. She seemed abandoned even at her death. She died all alone with no one near her to console her. When I saw this painful sight, I burst into tears out of pity for her. I bitterly cried when I saw her. And then Jesus says to Vasula, oh, do not weep. I will resurrect her, Vasula. I will resurrect her for my glory. I will revive her as I have revived Lazarus. And I think he also gave other messages where he said Russia will be the symbol of God's glory. And these messages are dated back from January and February 1988. That's 3 years before the collapse of communism.
Wow.
And then he said, I have so many times asked for the consecration of my daughter Russia. I have implored her consecration. Today, Vasula, is the day she had seen the light, because this was the anniversary for Russia's millennium for Christianity. It was in 88. It was 1,000 years ago since Russia was being baptized by Prince Vladimir. So I think it's extremely important to read those messages, and he also said that Russia will be the nation that will glorify him most, where all other countries would sort of, you know, being led astray in some kind of apostasy. That Russia will be the nation that will glorify him most. And I think and also said here, I will deliver Russia and place her as head of many nations. Head of many nations. And that's why the liberals don't like Russia. It's because she's going to be the head of many nations spiritually. Not politically, but spiritually. That's very important. It doesn't mean that Russia is going to invade the West. It means that she will be superior because she's returning back to the faith, and she will regain this kind of moral integrity.